Hi, my name is Stephanie Ung. I'm from sunny Southern California, where the weather is virtually perfect and no one seems to ever want to leave. However, this is me, 16-year-old me specifically, and I'm sitting with my chin resting upon my folded arms on the desk, the cold desk. I stared up at the screen, and thankfully it's dark in my classroom because my stomach is in knots, my face is red and hot, and there are tears streaming down my face. I'm watching an inconvenient truth in my AP biology class. My earth is currently shattering. Mom and dad had taught me to conserve water, save energy, how to recycle plastic, glass, and paper, not to waste food, and just generally taking care of where I live. I thought these were intuitive. I was wrong. Featured were photos of Mount Kilimanjaro and their snow cap shrinking, the Colorado River drying up, and pieces of glacial ice breaking off into the ocean. I shed tears, grieving for my future great-great-grandchildren who will not be able to enjoy swimming in the ocean because it is littered with plastic, who will not be able to enjoy playing outside because the air is too thick with smog, who will not feel the soil in their fingers, the wind on their skin, and the taste of fresh food. Why are more people not alarmed that our planet is warming, affecting virtually every ecological process that maintains life as we know it? I posed this to my classmates when my teacher asked for our reflections as she turned on the lights. I was met with silence and then gentle compliments on me being so passionate and how proud my teachers were that I had found what I wanted to do with my life. But how could I not be? How could I not pursue any other career than something that would address the environmental injustices that I was seeing, to address the systems and the everything that was creating this dissonance? And so I went to college. Got my degree in environmental studies, thought I was going to do policy, but then I realized that not everyone understands climate science, it's not accessible to everyone, and that we needed to find a new way to educate people about what was going on, because a lot of the way that our society paints, the way we buy things, the way things get to our table, it's so shadowed by secrecy and greed. And so I fell into environmental education as a way to connect people with a sense of place and understanding. And now I'm getting my graduate degree in urban environmental education, which is an infusion of multicultural education with environmental education, with the notion of broadening what environmentalism means, and so that more people can see themselves as environmentalists. Environmentalism to me means an appreciation and a respect for all the natural resources and systems that support my life. And so it's understanding that I'm an individual in a larger scheme, in a larger system. And environmentalism is acknowledging that and embracing that and doing what I can to support that. I think when we have an understanding of our place in the environment, we can channel our passions, whether that's in engineering, art, design, history, math, we can apply all of those in the context of improving the environment, improving policies for the environment, demanding transparency from corporations. We can use all our passions channeling towards a just world. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Stephanie Ung.